wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. The people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts. Amen.
Welcome. You're listening to the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Educational Institute. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA 16148. So if you'd like to write to me, that's our address, our website, real simple website, One Way toheaven.com, not .org, but .com, oneway toheaven.com. And we post our shows usually by the first of the week. Just go under the sermons, messages, and you'll be able to see those. So again, my name is David Gallner. Our number, if you'd like to get a hold of us, is 724-699-3789. That's my cell number. That's not a track phone either. You can text me. Or our local number is 724-983-1617. 724-983-1617. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. I'm going to tell you, I gave you the address, but let me tell you where, how to get to it, because there's some resources that some people stop by the office, but if you can't, we can mail some of these resources to you. But the idea is stopping by, because I only mentioned very few of them. There's lots of resources that we have. We used to have one person, a lady from the prison ministries, who used to take a lot, but they stopped her from getting some of these items, like the money. We used to give out these $1 trillion bills. We still do, but they don't allow her to give her in a prison ministry. Why? I'm not really sure. But it has the gospel message on the other side, but it looks real. So I'm not sure why she was stopped from doing that. But if you're heading, say, south on Route 18 past Staples, it's the next traffic light. On the left-hand side, you'll see the development says Linden Point. Turn left, or the fourth building on the left, catacorner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. You'll see it's three signs. Doesn't matter what doors you come in. It says Legacy Financial Strategies, Innovation Tax Service, and Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Some of you probably listen to our other radio show on Saturday morning, right on the same station, WPIC, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., called the Dave and Sherry Show, where we talk about financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investment saving. We have a variety of different strategies. For those who are interested on some of the other information we give out, because Jesus preached more on the kingdom than he did on heaven and hell. He preached more on hell than on heaven. Check out that website, legacyfinancialservice.com, legacyfinancialservice.com. That's a website. You click on the affiliate button. We have six other ones. Lots of good information if you care to check it out. And if you go to One Way Radio Network, onewaytoheaven.com, and you care to make a donation, if the Holy Spirit leads you to do that, feel free to do so online, or you can mail a check to Legacy Education 2, which is a 501c3. So what we're going to talk about, well, we're going to talk about four things you need to know about God. Well, there's obviously not four things. There's literally billions of things. So the first thing is, and we're going to talk about, because the first step is, do you know for sure where you are going to spend eternity? Or you say something like, well, You know, I hope to be in heaven. And I talk about this usually every week. You don't want to hope so. You want to know so. Now, some people think when I say that, that's a pride issue. It's just the opposite. People who believe they're going to get to heaven because they're a pretty good old gal or boy, that's a pride issue. And we're going to talk on the next segment about the humble, go a little more depth on that. There is no salvation without brokenness. And Jesus, among many, many people throughout the Bible, there is no salvation without repentance. That's that godly sorrow that leads to repentance. So humble yourself before the Lord, James 4:10. First step, then what? Repent, that's that godly sorrow. Then the third one is accept Jesus Christ as the God, that's deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. You should repeat this every week. Why? You can say it 1,000 times, and finally it just somehow it resonates with someone. You got to believe he's the God, because there's a lot of cults who believe he's the Son of God, not the God. Believe that he died on a cross. He died on a cross for you and for me. He wants all to come to repentance. Many people are called, but few are chosen, because he foreknows who's going to come to him. And then, of course, receive, and then the Lordship is become. So here's some four things. Number one, God is holy and just. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. All sin and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to the righteous, holy God, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, and I'm paraphrasing it, you and I are filthy rags compared to righteous, holy God. So God is holy and just. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. The civil law, good judge must punish crime. If he turns a blind eye to injustice, then he's what? A judge is corrupt, and he himself should be punished. In one 10-year period in the United States, now listen to this, folks, 100,000 murderers were never brought to justice. Hear me right. 100,000. These were unsolved crimes. If God turns a blind eye to these murderers, then he's corrupt by nature. Well, we know he's not. He's omnibenevolent, all-loving, omnipotent, all, what? Powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent. He's everywhere. So if it makes sense that he is good and just, he should be angry with those, righteous indignation, with those who have taken the lives of others. And he should, and he will, punish murderers, rapists, etc. This is the teaching of the Bible, that God will, by no means, clear the guilty. He will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing. Yes, folks, every secret thing. Whether good or evil. See, now, Satan, he can't read your mind, but God can. God is angry with the wicked every day. That includes you and me when we don't do the Lordship. We don't do things that we should be doing. We fall short. That is known as sin. Number two, his word says the wages of sin is death. Let's look briefly at the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, and see if you and I, if we have kept God's law. First one, number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Now, a lot of people think statues or something like that. It's anything, anything that you put before God. Number two, you shall not make yourself a graven image. Number three, you shall not take God's name in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Number five, honor your father and mother. Number six, I'm including an abortion in this, by the way, because that's murder. Honor your father and mother. That's number five. Number six is you shall not murder. Thou shalt not murder. That includes abortion. As I mentioned many, many times, I have probably a million sins that I do, or probably way more than that. When I was going to Penn State off campus, I graduated, my undergrad degree was Youngstown State, and we had a choice on a debate team to choose abortion or pro-life. As a heathen, I knew there was something wrong, and I chose life. I chose life. And number seven, You shall not commit adultery. I don't mean this physically, in your mind too, by the way. You shall not steal, number 8. And number 9, you shall not lie. And number 10, you shall not covet. I remember when I was in Jamaica in 1999 on a short-term visit, one of the preachers said, covetous. Well, we pronounced it covetous, but that had a lot more impact. Do not covet or be jealous of what other so-called people have. Okay, then God is number 3. God is rich in mercy to all call upon him. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. A youth once borrowed a fast car and a drunken stupor sped through his hometown at 120 miles an hour. Since everything was horse-drawn in his country town, there were no laws against speeding. So the council passed a law saying that 30 miles per hour was the maximum speed and that any transgressors would be fined $100 for every mile they went over that 30-mile speed limit. Of course, he was 120. On his way back to the town, the speedster decided to pull the same prank. He was apprehended, tried, and found guilty. But his father, who was the town's only judge, he was fined $9,000, and because he had no money and no words of defense, the youth was let off to prison. As he sat in despair behind bars, his father appeared at the door and told him that he had sold all of his prized possessions and paid the fine for him. The son couldn't believe that he loved him that much. They embraced as they never had before and walked off in a newfound relationship, bonded together with love. Folks, that's the picture of what God did for us through the gospel. But a lot more important than that is where you're going to spend eternity. It's either heaven or hell. Either the great white throne judgment for non-believers will spend eternity in hell, or the bema judgment or the judgment seat of Christ. Your works will be in heaven, but be tested by fire, but you'll be in heaven. We all, you hear this, the word all, have broken God's law multitude of times, you and me. But God came to this earth in the person of Jesus Christ and paid the fine. For so God loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus satisfied eternal justice and then rose from the dead, defeating death. Hundreds saw him after his resurrection. It's no fairy tale. And we're going to talk about in the next segment how you get a case for Christ. And the evidence is overwhelming, folks. Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies about the promised Savior written in the Holy Scriptures. If you read the Bible, the word is a lamp unto my feet, a light in my path. Hundreds of years before his birth, but just as we cannot earn a gift, so we cannot earned eternal life by good works. You won't get into heaven because you're a good old gal or good old boy. For the grace, you have been saved through faith. That not of yourself is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about that, and we're going to talk about humility, humbleness, why that's very important. I like talking about that a lot, because guess what? We all, me included, that could be the top of the list. So you're listening to One Way Radio Network, which is an important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back. You're listening to One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner, founder and CEO of this nonprofit called Legacy Educational Institute. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way. Our address is 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148. We're the fourth building on the left. So I mentioned if you're coming from Hermitage, past Staples, where the first traffic light turn left, fourth building on the left. If you're coming from the other direction, heading north on Route 18, you'll pass Sheets on the right-hand side, gasoline station, Combine's restaurant on the left. And when you pass, you go to the next light, you'll see Innovation Way, again, turn right. So some of the things we're giving out, as I mentioned, the case for Christ. Now, I don't do the convicting, the converting, the saving, or convincing. My job is to tell. So try to help us fulfill that great commission. We have some resources. The Holy Spirit does the convicting, the converting, the saving, and the convincing. Again, my job is to tell. So help us fulfill the great commission, Matthew 28:19-20, and Acts 1:8. Case for Christ. Not the big booklet, but the condensed version. It has enough that you want to read it yourself, and then what you want to do is pass it on to someone else, pray for that individual that the Holy Spirit would convict them, and then call and get more of them. If you can't make it, we will be glad to mail it to you and pay shipping and handling. Then we also have biblical answers about heaven. It's not Randy Elkhorn's, 492-page book, which I'm reading, but it's a condensed version. It's about half the size of 8.5 by 11, and it's approximately 45 pages. You get goosebumps when you read that. Another excellent one. We have the $1 trillion bill, the $1 million bill. These look like real bills, folks. People will not throw those away. You just touch it and feel it feels real. But on the back, it has the gospel message. Again, hand it to someone and pray for that individual. And then we have From Evangelist Explosion. It has two question marks on the outside. Number one, where will you spend eternity? And if you say, well, heaven, well, why should God let you in? So you don't want to hope so. You want to know so. Again, what's the secret of spending eternity in heaven? Humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. Meet in your heart. That's that godly sorrow that leads to repentance. So get 3087 Innovation Way, or you can write to me or email me at david@leavealegacy.com. So we're going to talk about humility in just a moment. But the last one, the four things that you know about God, which is a million things we all need to know about God. God offers eternal life. Eternal life. That's the most important decision, folks. Through who? Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, be it Jesus. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? The God? A lunatic or a liar? He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. That's John chapter 5 verse 24, life's greatest mystery, death, was destroyed by the one who said, I am the way, which I just went through. To find the way to God, to understand the truth of God's word, and to receive eternal life, begin by what? Well, before it just says repentance, but humble, then repent. And faith comes what? Through a prayer like this. Dear God, I understand I have broken your law, and I have sinned against you. Please forgive my sins. Thank you, Jesus. Suffered and died on the cross in my place and rose again. I know my place, my trust in him as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. It's not so much actually the word, but it's that we mean it in your heart. If you have repented and trusted in Jesus and your sins are forgiven, you can now partake in the blessings of the new covenant. Here attends God's exceedingly great and precious promises. You have passed from death to life. God will supply all of your needs according to his riches. Jesus will be with you in trials, promise he'll never leave you or forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. The Holy Spirit will lead you in the truth and give you the power of a holy life. And you are cleansed. Number five, by the blood of Jesus Christ, God has removed your sins as far as from the east support folks from the West. Number six, as you abide in Christ, you will see the fruit of the Spirit begin to manifest in your life. That's the lordship that I mentioned earlier, the becoming part. And as you read the Bible daily, so that's the next step, get plugged into a Bible base, Christ Center, Family Oriented Church, read your Bible, the word is a lamp on my feet, a light in my path, prayer, Bible study, and fellowship. The church I go to is Truth and Grace Fellowship. The truth will set you free. Grace, love covers a multitude of sins. Fellowship, iron sharpens iron. And make sure that 2 Timothy 2:4, they preach that word in season and out of season. Where I go to is Truth and Grace Fellowship, 786 Karen Lane in Hermitage, PA, 16148. They have two services on Sunday, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Their website is Truth, Grace, Fellowship.com. You'll see some of their past sermons there. Also, you can go to YouTube too and check it out. But it doesn't matter what church, as long as you get plugged into a Bible base, Christ Center, Family Owner Church, to preach that word in season, out of season. You don't want to work. There's a lot of woke churches out there, folks. Search the scripture daily and see what God has in store. And of course, number seven, as you read the Bible daily, it will come alive. I only know I've on my 40th time reading, folks. If you see my index finger, I still know very little. It's coming alive all the time. When you pray, God will hear your answer and your prayers. Number eight. Number nine, the cross will continue evidence of God's love for you. And number 10, God is able to keep you from stumbling. You never arrive, folks. You got to die daily. And to present your faultless before the presence of His glory, exceedingly joy. So search those scriptures daily. Now let's talk about humble. Very, very important. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. That's from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21. It's so nice to hear people say good things about us. After all, who doesn't enjoy a complimentary word spoken, keyword, in love? A kind comment can be uplifting and inspirational. So what, then, could ever be bad about receiving praise? Well, I'll tell you. The problem, of course, comes when we either become too dependent, you know, people pleaser on other people's approval, when we should be looking to God only for approval, because we begin catering to others or focusing on our own virtues, rather than being the one who truly deserves the honor and praise. People ask me, how am I doing? I always say, thankful and blessed. Thankful and blessed. We know there's a problem when the right people don't say something positive to us, and we have a meltdown, or some people do, because of what? Our eyes are off God, who is the only one who makes us truly worthy. So to prevent us from becoming prideful or enslaved to approval, the Bible gives us the guidelines for gracefully accepting accolades. First, avoid self-praise. Arrogance. Yeah, avoid that, folks. Humble yourself before the Lord lifts you up. For those who are not humble, will be humbled. And those who exalt, we just the opposite. So, humble first step. First, avoid self-praise. Proverbs 27, verse 2 says, let another praise you and not your own mouth. In other words, stay humble. Don't look for reasons to exalt yourself. Second, give credit to God. Receiving positive comments can be a wonderful opportunity to recognize what the Father has done in your life. As Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Third, respond from your heart. Tell the person who encouraged you what he or she means to you, and take the occasion to strengthen your bond of friendship. That's in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. Finally, thank God in prayer. Always remember that what is praiseworthy in you is how He's shining through you. Say this little simple prayer. Father, I want to pass the test and give you the glory. Help me to honor you regardless, folks, of what anyone says. Amen. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this, it's the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Does not a son know the father's heart? Does not a bride know her husband's eyes? And don't best friends tell each other secrets? Oh, this is why I